welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Aiken Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at aikengump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Investment Funds Alert. The Long and Winding Road. European States Approve Form of AIFM Directive. On October 19, 2010, significant progress in the passage of the draft EU Alternative Investment Fund Managers Directive was made when, after several months of negotiations, the EU Economic and Financial Affairs Council, ECOFIN, of the various member states agreed on the form of the directive to be submitted to the European Parliament for approval. One of the most contentious issues in the directive has been non-EU funds or, quote, third country, unquote, funds, particularly given a recent French draft of the directive that made it almost impossible for third country funds to market to EU investors and that had led to several accusations of European protectionism. However, the ECOFIN draft will follow the European Commission's suggested approach, setting out minimum standards to be followed in order to market third-country funds to EU investors and opening the way for such funds to eventually obtain a pan-European marketing passport, quote-unquote. In the meantime, third-country funds will be allowed to use the existing private placement regime up until 2018 at the earliest. Other controversial provisions, such as controls on leverage employed by alternative investment funds and controls on remuneration, will be retained, but the final approach to these is dependent on the implementation of detailed secondary legislation over the next year. The general response to ECOFIN's draft has been positive, describing the text as an improvement on the original European Commission draft, but concerns regarding the detailed implementation of the directive remain. It is anticipated that the Parliament will approve the directive during November 2010. The directive will become law at the start of 2013. We will provide updates as further detail becomes available.
2010, Aiken Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party